Welcome to the Productive Cute Podcast. This show is all about empowering you with biblical principles and practical resources to help you overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. Now your host, Quamon Fowler.
What's going on? This is Quamon Fowler coming to you of the Productive Q podcast. And this is a new year, 2020. This is the first podcast I'm doing of this year. And this is the place where I help you to overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. All right, so let's dive right in. I wanted to talk about doing better today than you did yesterday. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that you did horrible yesterday or you did something you wasn't supposed to do yesterday, but the idea is just growing from your mistakes or even growing your awareness. And so I was just thinking, I talked with a friend of mine. He gave me a call and we prayed together. And one of the things that he said, you know, is in the prayer was, I just pray we can do better today than what we did yesterday. You know, when we open our eyes in the morning, we have an opportunity to do better today than we did the previous day. And that really stuck with me. It really spoke because, you know, as we grow older or as we learn more, we start realizing some of the things that we might have overlooked or some of the things we might have not done in hindsight, you know, the previous day or the previous week or months or even years. There's certain things that we did a certain way based on the knowledge that we had at that particular time. And that's not to say, you know, we just made a bad decision. We just made a decision. A lot of times we make decisions based on what we know at the time. And so as we learn more from experience, trial and error sometimes, and also through reading or listening to others, and we expand our understanding, then, you know, our brain is different. Like, you know, we can't go back and we can't change what we've already done. But at the same time, at this present moment, we can operate a lot more efficiently or better because our understanding is more in depth, you know. And I even look at some things that I did the previous year in terms of just real estate transactions. You know, it was some things that I could have, some more details that I could have, you know, acquired before buying a property, you know. And it's not to say that I regret anything that I've done previously. No, of course not. I mean, it's one of those things, you don't know what you don't know. So once you do something, then you are, then that's when you become aware of everything. But at the same time, it's all about how you learn and grow from this point, because you can even correct the mistakes, previous mistakes. Sometimes I think people can beat themselves up based on what they did yesterday, and they're affecting where they are now, to where they can't move forward. Like, that's a problem, because, you know, when we make mistakes or we do things that harm us or hurt ourselves, or we allowed ourselves to be hurt because we trusted a certain person or somebody offended us or did us wrong, you know, it's, the damage is done. You can't beat yourself up for allowing yourself to be used or abused or whatever, you know. You got to let it go, because the longer you try to hold on to it, and you know, you keep rehearsing it in your mind. Of course, you might learn something in terms of what to avoid when you, from going forward. You know, the type of things that you know you don't need to get involved in, or you know, you might not need to do moving forward. But at the same time, you got to be careful because you know, you have to forgive people. You have to forgive and you have to move on, because as you keep going over stuff in your mind, you are taken away from being in the now and like looking forward to what's ahead of you. And so that's why, you know, it's very important. Like, I like the scripture, you know, in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. And it talks about, you know, therefore, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to captivity, to the obedience of Christ. And so the thing about, you know, that scripture is it starts off saying that the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, meaning that they're not of this world or fleshly. You know, it's not a fleshly fight, you know, but it's spiritual. And we have to cast down imaginations. The imaginations are in our mind. We imagine things, and strongholds that we have just are like habits. Like, you have to think something consistently over and over and over for it to become, you know, hardwired in your brain and connect to your heart. And then it can become a stronghold to where you just don't want to let it go. And like, you'll even protect it. If you have some type of, you know, struggle with a certain thing, you know, you'll defend it. You know, you can appear to have yourself together in front of people, but you know what your issues is, and you know how to protect whatever is behind that, you know. And so the Bible lets us know in that scripture that we can pull down those strongholds with the word of God, you know, pulling down those strongholds and casting down those imaginations, you know, bringing every thought to captivity for the obedience of Christ. Like, that's how you move forward. That's how you continue to move forward in your life. And that's why I liked what was mentioned in the prayer with my friend, you know, because we have an opportunity to do better today, but you got to receive it. You really have to receive it. You really got to forgive yourself. I'm learning too. Sometimes, you know, it's we think to ourselves that we can't do any better than what we're doing because of how we are. But you got to be very careful with that type of thinking, because if you believe that and you receive that, then that's what you're going to have. Whereas if you actually believe God for being better or being the best that you can be, and you receive that, you put your focus and your trust and your aim at that height, then every day you're looking to walk ahead of yourself, or you're looking to reach beyond yourself, you know. And with that attitude, it's like, man, you can accomplish anything, you know. And part of this really is exercise when you read, you know, when you read. And I'm not just talking about the Bible. I'm just saying, like, of course, the Bible is the authority, the spiritual authority. It's our spiritual bread and living waters, the bread of life. You know, we feed our spirit man that, but also just in the natural, just understanding different things about, you know, our industry that we're in. You know, me being into the music industry and also the teaching aspect and doing, you know, online, having an online academy and putting lessons up on YouTube. And you know, I'm always learning and watching other YouTubers and I'm also, you know, listening to podcasts and learning about leadership, you know, learning about how to better, delegate my time when it comes to doing things that isn't the best value of or the use of time. You know, I'm always trying to learn how to be better and how to be better efficient in serving and in doing the things that I do, that I enjoy doing, or the businesses that I pursue. And so I say businesses because, you know, I have my music business and my performance aspect, and also my teaching aspect, but also became an active real estate investor last year. So, you know, I'm learning in those areas as well. And so because I'm learning and listening, like, it's pushing me beyond who I used to be. So I can't rely or kind of hold on to who I used to be. And so also you got to be aware, a lot of times certain people won't allow you to be who you need to be because they're so stuck on who you used to be, or they think they know you because they grew up with you. And so sometimes people will hold you back. It's like that whole idea of crabs in the bucket. You know, you can leave the top off of a bucket of crabs, you know, and you know, won't no crab be able to get out of there because they will just keep holding you back. And that's kind of true. You know, you'll have some people who you grew up with, or people, family members who saw you grow up, and they knew the struggles that you have. They know the limitations that you been around, and so they just can't see you being different, or they don't believe that you are the way that you are trying to be, or you know what I'm saying? They'll have this perspective on you. And so sometimes, even if you think about it, with Jesus, I mean, he couldn't do certain miracles in his hometown because they just couldn't receive it. And that's just, I mean, if that's true of Jesus and he was God in the flesh, then just think how much more you're going to have people not believing you, or not, thinking that you are who you say you are in your house or in your own neighborhood. So, you know, don't get it confused, or don't be one who decides to retreat because you're not getting the love or the perspective from others who are in your immediate circle that would encourage you to push on. Sometimes you got to get away from them. You know, Abraham, you know, had to get away. You know, he was father of many nations, you know, but he had to get away from his home. You know, Jesus has to get away from his home to do the miracles. And that's just how it is. So sometimes sometimes, you know, you have to get away, even, have some quiet time, get away from everybody else, and just hear from the Lord and encourage yourself to push, to walk in the things that are really in your heart, you know, that the Lord has given you, the vision that he's given you. You got to step away from the noise so that you can hear clearly. And then after you hear clearly away from everybody else, once it's, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you can just walk and do what thus said the Lord. You know, so that's a good deal. I mean, you know, be better today than you were yesterday. So I'm very encouraged, and I encourage you to take that to heart. And just know this is the beginning of the year. You know, this is January, the beginning of the year. So you can't keep doing the same old thing expecting to get different results. You can't have the idea or the attitude where I'm gonna just see what everybody else is doing and just kind of coast. I'll get around to doing what I feel like doing, or I'll get around to doing what, what I'm believing for later, or what I'm dreaming about later, or you know, you can't put off the things that are important to you, because before you know it, another year will go by and you haven't even accomplished the goals, or you haven't finished or started the project that you promised that you would get to, you know. So that's very important. Like, I had to turn off Facebook, you know. I had to not look at certain, you know, websites and stuff like that, just because I needed to focus. You know, Instagram, you know, I had to turn it off for a time. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you have to do, you want to do it so that you can get clear vision and clear focus on what you need to do and how you need to do it. And that's 2020, you know, 2020 vision, clarity. You know, that's what it's about this year for me. And I mean, I look at what I did last year and some of the things that I was able to accomplish last year. And this year, I'm better. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm smarter. I'm more efficient. And every day I'm going to get sharper and sharper. And I know the mistakes, you know, that I made, and I know how I can address them to have different results this next go around. And I have a perfect illustration, you know, and this is why music is when you play music is such a good tool, because what happens in the process when we play songs and we improvise, you know, we can play the same set of changes over a song, but our mind and how we approach it every time, we can apply different ideas to the same set of changes and make our solo sound more interesting, because we got more perspective or a different perspective or a different take, you know. But you can only get a different take or a different perspective when you're learning. You got to be in a posture of learning. And when you're when you have a posture of learning, that's like, you know, basically you're taking in new information, you're trying to apply new information. So if you're making that a habit, every time you come to your instrument and you play a song, you're trying new things. You're open to a different perspective that you're trying to apply. And so your song and your playing is going to sound different. It's going to sound fresh. It's going to sound like you're reaching. And that's the cool thing about being a musician. Every time you play, you have an opportunity to play something different, to do something, to create a different spirit, or you know, be in a different mind frame that will cause you to sound different from the last time that you played, you know. But it's a mindset, it's a mentality that you have to have. And so it's the same way when we approach our lives. You know, as you renew your mind, Bible say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that we can prove what's that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what it is. And so that's the Bible is so good, because it constantly quickens me, my spirit man. It makes me get myself in order. You know, and that's the thing I heard somebody say. I was talking, this was actually a real estate coach. He was talking about the real you. And it was very interesting, because the physical body is just a shield, not a shield. It can be a shield, but it's a shell. That's what I meant to say. It's a shell that carries you. The spirit is what gives the body life, you know, because the spirit is in the body. People can see our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. But when the spirit leaves, the body is dead. It's nothing there. You know, it's just like when you get a light bulb, you can get that light bulb And when it's not plugged into the socket, it's dead. You know, you don't see the light. But as soon as you plug the light into the socket and you turn on the switch, then boom, you know, the room is illuminated. You know, the light is shining because of the electricity that's hitting that filament that's going through the socket to hit, to light up that bulb. And so that's the thing about our lives when we're connected, like spiritually, you know, or just being alive, like the Bible say in the beginning, when man, when he breathed into man and he, the breath of life, and he became a living soul. That's a picture of the spirit, soul, and body, where the body was the physical part, you know, it was the physical being. And then when God breathed life into man's nostrils, he became a living soul. So that spirit hitting that body to create that soul. And so I'm just saying that just to encourage you to realize that you have life. And if you connect with your spirit, man, like use the word of God to quicken your spirit, man, strengthen your spirit, man, you know, make them stronger. You can hear from the Lord. And then in turn from you hearing from the Lord, when you wake up in the morning, your physical body, you can make your body do what your spirit is telling it to do. It's like we submit our bodies to the spirit, man. You know, and it's not the other way around. Yeah, you know, I remember a neuroscientist, Christian neuroscientist. She was just talking about, you know, our the real you is, we're not controlled by our brain and body. You know, it's that's not how it should be. Our thinking should control our brain and body, but you know, a lot of people get it twisted where they think, you know, it's they dictate everything based on how they feel. You know, I don't feel like doing this. Or I don't feel like doing that. And they won't do stuff and they won't get stuff done. They'll base things all on their feelings and they'll not be able to accomplish what the Lord has for them to accomplish, because everything is based on the feeling, and it shouldn't be based on feelings. It should be based on what God wants us to do and how we should operate, you know. But that's discipline, though. It requires discipline. It requires, you know, you waking up early, you know, getting away from everybody else, turning off the TV, turning off social media, so that you can hear from the Lord. And then as you hear, apply it. And sometimes it's going to be different from what everybody else is doing, but you got to have the confidence to continue to walk so you can complete the work that he began in you. And so that's the word for today. That's the podcast. Just wanted to share that. That was on my heart, in my spirit, you know. So I couldn't get a video one of this one because I was just speaking it here into the phone, but wanted to do it and be of an encouragement to you all. And so just encourage you to connect with me there on Instagram. It's Quamon Fowler, Quamon Fowler. Also follow the channel on YouTube, Texas Tenor. It's youtube.com/TEXAS10ER. I put up performance videos, and also I've been doing the Productive Q podcast on there as well. And if you are a jazz student, you want to learn more about improvisation, you can go to the YouTube channel, which is Jazz Websheed, JazzWebShed, and the website is the same, jazzwebshed.com, if you want to sign up with lessons with me or join the academy. All of that good information is up there for you to have access to the different things that I offer. Okay. So thank you so much for listening, and be encouraged. pursue the things that the Lord has put on your heart to do, and make sure we have the perspective of when we open eyes in the morning, we can do better today than we did yesterday. This is Quamon Fowler, and I'm out. Peace.
You've been listening to the Productive Q Podcast, where we help you to overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. If you really enjoy this podcast and you would like to support it with a financial gift, go to bit.ly/supportPQ. That's bit.ly/supportPQ. Your financial support will help in the production of future programs. Thank you so much for listening.